Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninginem Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Chief Minister Nipurio says government to develop AstroTurf grounds in all districts. First edition of Banana Festival 2025 commences. Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang terms festival as platform to connect producers and consumers. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton reaffirms government's commitment to support agricultural growth, and JCC of Nagaland Services Association says it opposes only inclusion of backdoor appointees in the non-NCS quota. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister of Nagaland Nipurio has highlighted the government's efforts to promote football in the state, citing the success of the Nagaland Super League 2024. Addressing the inaugural program of the 9th edition of Captain N. Kengruse Memorial Football Tournament at Indira Gandhi Stadium in Kohima today, Mr. Rio informed that the state government is planning to develop AstroTurf grounds in all districts to strengthen sports infrastructure. Paying tribute to Captain Kengruse, the Chief Minister described him as one of Nagaland's most illustrious heroes, whose courage during the Kargil conflict continues to inspire generations.
His name heard in Gotham in the annals of India military history. Although it lives in the heart of every sports enthusiast gathered here, sports, especially in football, was a special place to life and culture of our people.
Speaking on the occasion, GOC Spear Corps Lieutenant General Abhijit S. Pindharkar recalled Captain Kengruse's extraordinary bravery during the Kargil War, where he climbed an icy cliff barefoot to lead his platoon to victory. Lieutenant General Pindharkar added that the tournament not only honors the hero's memory, but also strengthens bonds between the armed forces and the people of Nagaland.
26 years ago, on the 28th of June 1999, in the unforgiving heart of the glass sector during Operation Millet, a young officer from Nerera village demonstrated what it truly means to lead from the front. Captain Kengruse, commanding the other platoon of the 3rd Battalion Bharatiya Rifles, was tasked with one of the most daunting missions of the Kargil War.
Highlights of the event included unveiling of trophies, release of a special comic book on Captain Kengruse's life, and the tournament's theme song. The kickoff match was played between Adroit Boys Setsu Zubza Kohima and Tehok FC Mon. The annual tournament, jointly organized by the Nagaland Football Association and the Assam Rifles, will run till November 6, featuring teams from across the state. The much-anticipated first edition of the Banana Festival 2025 commenced at a public ground in Woka District today under the theme Banana for Food, Fibre and Future. The three-day event aims to empower over 6,000 farmers across Nagaland by promoting agricultural innovation, value addition and stronger market linkages. Addressing the inaugural program, Deputy Chief Minister and Minister of Planning and Transformation and National Highways, T.R. Zeliang, termed the festival as a platform to connect producers and consumers, boost rural income and encourage youth entrepreneurship.
Our economy can be transformed into prosperity. Our government will be also interested to recommend such kinds of scheme to donor ministry or to government of India. Our hope should not end in this seminar, but our hope should be carried forward as a people movement from our farmers to know them in encouraged Koreans.
Also speaking on the occasion, Deputy Chief Minister and Minister of Home and Border Affairs, Yan Tung O Patton, reaffirmed the government's commitment to supporting livelihood initiatives and agricultural growth.
Support from scientific institutions and private sectors, we can improve production, reduce waste, and create local brands that represent Nagaland's quality and integrity. We are living in a time when agriculture must evolve, it must connect farmers to market, technology and value addition.
The Joint Coordination Committee, JCC, of Nagaland State Services Associations has clarified that it is not opposed to the induction of non-SES, non-state civil service officers into IAS officers, but firmly objects to the inclusion of backdoor appointees under the non-SES quota. A press release from the JCC stated that it strongly opposes any attempt to induct officers who entered service through backdoor, illegal or irregular appointments without undergoing open competitive recruitment. It said such practices not only violate the principles of meritocracy and equality of opportunity enshrined in the Constitution, but also erode public trust and demoralize deserving officers who entered service through legitimate means. The release added that the IAS represents the highest level of administrative recognition and its induction process must be transparent, fair and constitutionally compliant. It further stated that any move to regularize or promote officers appointed through irregular means would set a dangerous precedent, undermine recruitment institutions like the NPSC, NSSB, and dilute the integrity of the state's administrative system. The JCC reaffirms its commitment to uphold merit, transparency, and fairness in all matters of public service recruitment and career progression. It appeals to the state government to ensure that not only eligible officers recruited through open, competitive, and constitutional means are considered under the non-SES quota. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The recent GST reforms represent a significant move towards boosting Nagaland's economy by streamlining tax rates across several industries. GST rates for essential items have substantially been lowered from 18% to 5%. Rajiv Verma, a prominent businessman and the proprietor of a stationery shop in Kohima, expressed his optimism regarding these reforms, particularly in terms of savings for local citizens.
In regards to the GST reforms in September this year, I think it is going to benefit the consumers a lot. For example, a lot of household items prices are coming down, like biscuit has come down from 18 to 5%, spices have come down from 5% to 0%, milk powder has come down from 18% to 5%.
He noted that consumers will benefit greatly with lower prices for everyday household goods such as personal hygiene products. For students, he said the reforms offer further advantages as stationery items previously taxed at 12 to 18% are now exempt from GST.
Similarly, cleaning items have come down from 18% to 5% like Harpic, Lysol and other items like shampoo has also come down. Similarly, for students also it is very beneficial. For students, excise books, pencils, they have all come down from either 18 and 12% to 0%.
In addition, electronic items have become more affordable with tax rates dropping from 28% to 18%.
Similarly, apart from that, even electronic items like TV has come down to 18% from 28%. Air conditioners have come down to 18% from 28%. Also, other items which are used in the farm like tractors, their spare parts, they have also come down from 18 to 5%. So I feel this should benefit the local consumers a lot and will reduce their household budget drastically and help save in the future.
The no-confidence motion moved against the chairperson and deputy chairperson of the Kohima Municipal Council, KMC, has failed due to a lack of quorum during the meeting held today. According to an order issued by the deputy commissioner of Kohima, a written notice expressing the intention to move a no-confidence motion against KMC chairperson Nikozo Shokre and deputy chairperson Krilavi Chusi was received on October 9 in accordance with Section 15 of the Nagaland Municipal Act 2023. Subsequently, a meeting of all elected members of the Kohima Municipal Council, excluding ex-officio and nominated members, was convened today for consideration of the motion. However, during the meeting, the required quorum, which mandates the attendance of more than half of the total number of elected members, as the Nagaland Municipal Act 2023 could not be fulfilled, with only 6 members present. In this regard, the motion of no confidence was declared null and void. In view of this, the order stated that Nikozo Shokre shall continue to hold the office of chairperson of the Kohima Municipal Council. Likewise, Krilavi Chusi shall continue to hold the office of Deputy Chairperson of the KMC. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Chief Minister Nipurio says government to develop AstroTurf grounds in all districts. First edition of Banana Festival 2025 commences. Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang terms festival as platform to connect producers and consumers. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton reaffirms government's commitment to support agricultural growth. And JCC of Nagaland Services Association says it opposes only inclusion of backdoor appointees in the non-NCS quota. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.